Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello everybody, this is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to do our teachings on love and suffering well, and we're up to the attribute number 9 of love. And they have to be all 16 of the attributes of love to be considered love. And today we're going to be discussing love thinks no evil. Now, before we read the devotional, it says love thinks no evil. Remember, Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, set the bar higher. He didn't just say not to do something. Don't even think about doing something. And this we see, it says, love thinks no evil. So as we read this devotional, consider that. And then we're going to do a little teaching about that. So in reading the devotion, and these devotions are from the Suffer Well devotional series, which you can find at sufferwell.org. And you can read them each day yourself. So we're teaching on these. And it says, love thinks no evil. 1 Corinthians 13:5. And it says, evil, bad, spoiled, afflicted. Again, we devolve into Hebrew origins. We are quick to find evil's true meaning. If afflicted, afflicted where? In the conscience, of course, in processes of thought. Therefore, if the mind is evil in thought, the mind is afflicted. Evil is a fruit of a different kind. It rots from its core outward. From the center of its consciousness out into the physical realm, we can see that it first destroys the one thinking evil, and then it taints all that it comes in contact with. And even as they did not like to retain the Almighty in their knowledge, the Mighty One gave them over to their debased mind to do the things which are not fitting. As we read in Romans 1:28, and we look at that in the New Living Testament, it says, since they thought it foolish to acknowledge Yahweh, He abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do the things that should never be done. We continue, it says, this 9th attribute of love is dealt with using much patience and faith. And this is Yahweh alone. If man could not nor would ever choose righteousness, right thinking, and Romans 3:10 says, as the scriptures say, no one is righteous, not even one, then it only stands as a holy truth that every thought produced from itself is evil. Ecclesiastes, it says, 8:11 says, when a crime is not punished quickly, people feel it is safe to do what is wrong. Be of good cheer, loved one, as Yeshua, the Messiah, has provided a way for your mind to be redeemed, shedding the blood, the life force of the self. He has shown the pattern, the narrow path for the removal of all evil in conscience. For the worshippers once purified would have no more consciousness of sins. Hebrews 10:2 says if they could have provided perfect cleansing, the sacrifices would have stopped, for the worshippers would have been purified once and for all, and their feelings of guilt would have disappeared. How did this happen, you ask? Your thoughts are not your own, of course. John 12:49 says, I don't speak on my own authority. The Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it. The pattern is to learn obedience to Yahweh's commands alone, forsaking some supposed free will choice to do good. Obedience removes the evil within, loved one. Obey and let Yahweh cleanse. Obedience is the answer. Obedience doesn't give us room to think evil thoughts. Obedience is the key here. And then continuing, we read, and then we end all these off about love, is John 13, 34-35. I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another just as I have loved you. So you should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another and keep showing their love towards them amongst yourselves. So this is the devotional for today and the attribute we're speaking about. Love knows no evil. And when we look at evil according to the scriptures, of what that technically means, it thinks no evil. It doesn't even think evil. And when we think about this, our Creator has given us a guideline and instructions to live by. They're known as the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, starting in the book of Genesis. Genesis is Bereshit in Hebrew. That means beginning. The first five books of the scriptures are not the Gospels of Yeshua starting in Matthew. They're Genesis starting at the beginning of the Bible. The Bible's not two books. It's one book. There's no old and new. There's original and renewed. And it tells us what good is. And our Creator shows us how to follow Him. And doing or thinking the opposite of what His pattern is for us is evil according to Him. Sin is evil. Sin is evil. We should not seek sin. We should seek righteousness. And righteousness is following His guidelines and instructions. The problem is, when we go to a church today or listen to certain people and they tell us we no longer have to follow our Creator's guidelines and instructions because we have grace, we are now accepting the sin in our lives as normal and okay, and we're ignoring the love of our Creator and His instructions of how we are to love and think about love, not only towards our Creator but towards one another. And the ultimate goal that we should do is love one another, not have evil thoughts towards one another. We must be obedient to our Creator to understand love. That's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. They shall not think it evil, those that love. And we ask, why would our Creator even allow evil to exist in this world? It says in Genesis 6:5, and Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That is at the beginning of the Bible, the beginning of the book. That's what our Creator saw. Matthew 15:19 says, from the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, and sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. John 3:19 says, this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and man loved darkness rather than light, for their deeds were evil. Galatians 5:19-21 says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, envy, drunkenness. And it goes on and on and on. Ephesians 2:2 says, you used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey Yahweh. Those that refuse to follow the guidelines and instructions are choosing to follow Satan. That's what it comes down to, and we have to understand. Jeremiah 17:9 says the human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? We need to get away from our hearts and our feelings, and we need to start following obedience to Yahweh's word so our minds can be transformed to think the way He thinks, so we can learn what love truly is. We can learn not to have evil thoughts for people. We can learn not to seek revenge on people. We could just love, because that's what He teaches us, to just love. One way or another, Yahweh's justice is going to prevail. Psalms 92:9 says, for truly your enemies, Yahweh, sure your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. Proverbs 17:15 says, he that justifies the wicked and he that corrects the just, even both are abomination to Yahweh. The whole gospel is summed up right there in Proverbs 17:15. Somebody has to pay for the sin. And thankfully, he gave us Yeshua to do that for us, so we didn't have to do it. He came the first time for sinners, but he's coming back again for the righteous. Psalms 9:8 says, and he will judge the world in righteousness. He will execute judgment for the people with equality. Proverbs 6:16-19 says there are six things that Yahweh hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that defies his wicked scams, feet that are quick to rush to evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in a community. Proverbs 21:15 says, when justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but terror to the evildoers. Just to think of our evil hearts today, it says not to think evil. That's what it says in the scripture. Love does not think evil. And we got a whole bunch of people in this world today marching around, claiming for justice, claiming for righteous, while they're hating somebody that did something they didn't like. They're hating somebody that said something they didn't agree with. And I'm not saying it's right what was done, but I'm saying we should have no hate in us, no evil wishes or thoughts from us. But Yahweh's love. Yahweh's love. And understand that. And understand that he is the one that takes revenge. It's not about our terms, it's Yahweh's terms. Proverbs 21:27 says, the sacrifice of an evil person is detestable, especially when it is offered with wrong motives. Proverbs 15:29 says, Yahweh is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. And Amos 5:22 says, even though you offer up to me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them. I will not even look at the peace offerings of your fatlings. How do we stop thinking these evil thoughts? How can we bring ourselves before Yahweh and have him show us the love that he wants us to see? Well, we could stop thinking about our evil heart and we could understand what love means and to love no evil. John 14:6 says, Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Colossians 1:21-22 says, once you are alienated by Yahweh, who were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ, his physical body, by Yeshua's body, through the death and presence of your holiness in his sight, without a blemish and free from accusation. Romans 5:10 says, for if when we were enemies of Yahweh, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more having been reconciled so we'd be saved through his life? And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Yeshua, he is a new creature. The old things passed away and the new things have come. You understand? We have this heart of evil from the beginning, but Yahweh transforms us through Yeshua. Jeremiah 32:40 says, I will make them an everlasting covenant that I will not turn away from them doing good. And I will put the fear of me in their hearts, that they may not turn from me. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, in 8:13 says, the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and evil speech, to hate it. Psalms 97 says, hate evil and you who love Yahweh. Proverbs 3:7 says, do not be wise in your own eyes, fear Yahweh and turn away from evil. And Ezekiel 36:26 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you, and remove from you the heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. The circumcised heart. Do we understand when we accept Yeshua, it's not just with our lips, our heart has to change. We are now to love what he loves and hate what he hates. Love does not speak evil. Love does not speak evil. Luke 13:27 says, he will answer, I tell you, do not know where you are come. Depart from me, all you evil doers and you evil thinkers. It does not speak evil. And we think about the situation here. And we think about sin and transgression of Yahweh's guidelines and commandments. And how obedience will take away the evil heart. How obedience will take away the evil thought. forget about the feelings of your fleshly human desire and start thinking about his commandments. 1 John 3:4 says, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness, transgression of the commandments of our wonderful Creator, his guidelines and instructions. We need to be obedient to that. Romans 3:23 said, all have failed and sinned and come short of the glory of Yahweh. That's why we need the redeeming blood of Yeshua. That's it. And that's what will free us. But we have to understand in the suffering of the evil does of this world to hold back our evil thoughts and our evil wishes on people and to pray for those people and to show love. And this is what it means to suffer well. And this is what it means when love is patient. Love is kind, and love is not focused on the evil and the evilness and the wickedness of this world, but to be transformed. We think about this. We think about what's going on. We don't wish evil on others, for it says in 1 Corinthians 13:5-6, it is not intolerable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love does not assume the worst in people. That's not love. That's our own fleshly desire to think the worst in somebody. That's not what love does. Love thinks the best of others. But it's not naive. It also discerns. Evidence must be there and a person must act accordingly, but we still cannot react with our own desires, and we have to seek our Creator, and we have to look at the best in people and trust our Creator to take revenge when something is wrong and discern who we should trust and not trust. We must find all our joy and find understanding where it says in Romans 1:26, for this is the reason Yahweh gave them dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise give up natural relations with women who are consumed with passion for one another. Let's continue to read that. Romans. Romans 1:26-32. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge Yahweh, Yahweh gave them up to their debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, and covetousness, and malice. They are full of every murder, strife, deceit, and malicious, the gossipers, slanders, haters. Though they know Yahweh's righteous decree, their patient, their practice such things, averse to die, not only to die, only to do them, but give approval to those to practice them. We see evil existing in this world. And Yahweh warning us against these different things over and over and over and over again. We must learn to seek the best and love others. And not seek the worst in people. Because we will find it if we look. We will find the worst in people if we look. One of the easiest things to do is love somebody who's loving you. One of the hardest things to do is love somebody who's treating you poorly or not treating you the best way. We are told in the scriptures over and over again, if we believe, we're to have a deep love for one another. 1 John 3:10 says, by this the children of Yahweh and the children of the devil can be distinguished. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of Yahweh. Nor is anyone who does not love his brother. 1 John 4:7-8 says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from Yahweh. Everyone who loves has been born of Yahweh and knows Yahweh. Whoever does not love does not know Yahweh, because Yahweh is love. 1 John 4:16 says, and we have come to know and believe that Yahweh has love for us. Whoever abides in love abides in Yahweh, and Yahweh in him. Love knows no evil, and it speaks no evil. We have no evil thoughts. I see people having issues in their marriages, and I see people having issues in their relationships, whether it's a business relationship or something else. And all they're thinking about is revenge and wishing and even saying they hope something bad happens to a particular person. And I see people on TV with all this marching and everything else having evil speech towards people because they don't like what happened and what was done. And they think they're showing love and their justice, but they're not showing love because they're not speaking love. They have evil thoughts. They want evil things to happen. They're thinking revenge. They're not thinking that Yahweh's love. Romans 5:5 says, and hope does not put us to shame because Yahweh's love has been poured into our hearts through the Ruach HaKodesh who has been given to us. Yahweh's love should be unconditional. That's what we have to understand. That's what we've been speaking about here. There's no conditions when it comes to his love for us. It says in John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. 1 Corinthians 13:8 says, love never ends, but for prophecies, they will come to an end. For languages, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. So Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to another, forgiving one another, just as Yahweh has forgiven you in Yeshua. And Jeremiah 31:3 says, Yahweh appeared to him far away. I have loved you with everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Why is there so much so going on in the world today? You have hate speech and evil thoughts for politicians. You have hate speech and evil thought for people you don't agree with. Racism is not about love. It's about hate. The whole political system is not about love. It's about hate. Who you love and who you hate. It's all about hateful speech that's inciting others. It says when the strife is there, the enemy is near. The Holy Spirit gives and brings us love and forgiveness and understanding. And Yahweh brings justification. Romans 12:9-13 says we have to love. Let love be without hypocrisy. Anchor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence. Fervent in speech. Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or empty pride, but in humility, consider others more important than yourselves. And 1 Peter 2:17 says, treat everyone with high regard. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear Yahweh, the King. And then 1 Peter said, love one each other deeply. And ask yourself, have we been doing this? Have we been loving each other as we love ourselves? Are there people in your life that you have evil thoughts for? No matter how evilness they've done to you, no matter how evil they are, no matter how far they are away from Yahweh, do you seek Yahweh's love upon them? Or do you just have evil thoughts for them and evil wishes for them? Well, the scriptures are clear what we would do and not do. This will not just help them, but it'll help yourself more than you could ever imagine. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must also love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself, Leviticus 19:18. This is the foundation of scripture, is the true definition of complete love. And that's what we're being called to understand here as we go through all these different aspects of love. Even our wonderful creator says in Luke 10:27, he answered, love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. And Matthew 7:12 says, in everything, then do to others that you would have them do to you. For this is the essence of the law and the prophets. What should motivate our actions is love. And the way we get to love is through obedience to Yahweh's word. I will submit to you today, right now, that if you were not seeking his guidelines and instructions, not only do you have and will have evil thoughts towards one another, you will have evil thoughts towards our Creator. You want to be free to do what you want to do and not listening to our Creator? You are not showing our Creator love. And if you're not showing our Creator love, the one who died for you, how can you show each other love? Proverbs 23:6 says, do not eat the food of a begrudging host. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of person who's always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Proverbs 26:25 says, they pretend to be kind, but don't believe them. Their hearts are full of many evils. And then in John, we see it says he did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. There are people in the world that are deserving not to get love from us. But Yahweh says, I'll be the one to judge them. You could discern. I'll show you who to avoid. But have self-control and love for one another. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, for Yahweh gave us a spirit of fear. Not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control. The power of love and self-control. So there's so much injustice done in today's world. But one of the greatest answers is Yahweh's love. You can't see somebody with evil speech, evil desires, and evil actions for people and say they love Yahweh. Because it says in Corinthians, part of love is love thinks no evil. So if you have any evil thoughts today, set them free. Set them free and be free. Forget those evil thoughts. Forget about justification for those evil thoughts. Set your heart on Yahweh and just set the evil thoughts free and just have loving thoughts for everyone. And everything will change within you and you'll feel so much better for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh, for this great word today. Thank you for just showing us and teaching us complete love and nothing negative. Just let us take the joy in you and know this is the day of you is made. We should just be glad and rejoice in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your love, Yahweh. Thank you. All right, everybody, have a blessed day out there. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. You can go to the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and see all of these teachings and all of these attributes of love that we're covering. You could also go to our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. That's the YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. We're on the radio here in South Florida, plus the internet, and you could support us there or go to patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed day, and we'll be back, Yahweh willing, tomorrow with another of the attributes of love. Until then, everybody, suffer well and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available.